Good day, America. Big L, Next Level Sports have got game doing the update thing. Oh, featuring the NBA and the vacation package, Major League Baseball scores and more, and the NFL draft featuring the current Heisman Trophy winner, Jalen Daniels. Oh, my. Oh, the quarterback out of LSU has got a skill set in the likeness of Lamar Jackson, but only better. Yes, he defines the running shoot, and I got to say, he's got game, and I can't wait to see him at the next level. But hold up, wait a minute. Oh, let's put Williams in it. Oh, Khalid Williams coming out of USC. He won the Heisman last year and can run and shoot like no other. A true playmaker. Wow, the Bears have got the first pick in the draft. Will they do it right or make that mistake? Y'all remember a few years back when my team, the Cleveland Browns, had the first pick in the draft, and there were two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks in the draft, the great Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield, and we selected Baker Mayfield. Wow, what a mistake. By the way, and now the rest of the story. The NFL is now a running shoot affair. Look at Mahomes and Jackson and the excitement they bring to the game. Who will the Bears select? I can't wait to see it. Also, may I add, the Steelers with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson have got game. Wow, here comes the 2024 NFL draft. But hold up, wait a minute. Let me just answer a few questions. Big Mike from Atlanta asks, will the Falcons win their division this season? And my answer is yes. If Captain Kirk Cousins stays healthy. And from LA, David G asks, do I think the Chargers quarterback Herbert is overpaid? And I gotta say, yes, based on last year, he was way overpaid. But now it's a wait and see affair because Harbaugh is the head coach and he's got game when it comes to quarterbacks. In case you did not know, he was a quarterback in college. He played for that team up north and he also played in the NFL. Oh, let's go next level, baby. Major League Baseball have got game. Oh, let's do the scoreboard thing. Oh, my. The Giants took out the Marlins 3-1. In Baltimore, the O's playing host to the Minnesota Twins. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Oh, the game tied at 2-up. Oh, my. With Cedric Mullins in the batter's box. The pitch, the hit, it's way outside the park. Wow, a walk-off. Game-winning two-run jack. The O's took out the Twins 4-2. Wow, what a way to win it. And yes, the Mets did it again. They beat down the Pirates 9-1. The Angels beat the Rays 5-4. Oh, Cal hit his 250th home run of his career. The Phillies took out the Rockies 7-6. The White Sox took out the Royals 2-1. The Mariners beat the Reds 5-1. The Rangers took out the Tigers 5-4. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Oh my! The Royals took out the White Sox 4-2. The Braves beat the Astros 5-4. The A's beat the Cardinals 6-3. The Cubs took out the Diamondbacks 5-3. Oh, the shutout road we go in Boston. The Red Sox scored 1 in the 3rd. In 1 in the 4th, and shout out the Guardians 4-2 in Milwaukee. The Padres and Brewers got it on. The Brewers lost on Monday. They lost on Tuesday, but they won on Wednesday, shutting out the Padres 1-0. Wow, what a feel-good win for the Brew Crew. Oh, my. Oh, to Los Angeles we go. The Dodgers and Nationals got it on. And check this. In the first inning, Abrams led off with a home run. Oh, and that was all it took. The Nationals shout the Dodgers 2-0. Wow, what a shutout. Oh, let's go next level, baby. The NBA play-in tournament have got game, and it also features the vacation package. Oh, let's go next level, baby. On Tuesday, King James and the Lakers. I'm sorry, LeBron James and the Lakers went down to the Big Easy and took out the Pelicans 110-106. And as they say, if you win, you're in. And they won tickets to take on the Denver Nuggets on Saturday. Oh, we got a scheduled tip time at 8:30 p.m. And with the Pelicans loss, they are still in the play-in, and we'll host the Kings on Friday night. We got a 9:30 tip time there. And check this. Zion will not play in that game due to injury. Oh, I can feel his frustration. He is so injury prone. Oh my. Also on Tuesday, the Kings took out the Warriors 118-94. And who would have thought the Warriors would win the vacation package, which includes tickets to my crib to watch the NBA playoffs. Now check this. Last night, the Heat and the Sixers got it on in Philly, the game. And what a game it was. The Heat led it 51-39 at the half. And what a motivating factor that was. The Sixers won the third quarter. They won the fourth quarter. And they won the game 105-104 over the Heat. Now check this. The Sixers winning all the game is a win for us, the fans. Oh my, on Saturday, the Sixers will be live at Madison Square Garden, taking on Spike Lee and the New York Knicks, featuring Brunson, the Burner, and so much more. Well, I can't wait to see it. Oh my, we got a scheduled tip time at 6 p.m., followed by James and the Lakers on their current taking on the current champions, the Denver Nuggets. While the NBA have got game. Oh, let's go back to last night when the Hawks and Bulls got on in Chicago. The game, a beat down affair. The Bulls led it 73-67 at the half, and that was all it took. Check this. The Bulls won the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and the game. The Bulls took out the Hawks 131-116. Murray led the scoring for the winning Bulls with 42,000 points. So it seemed, and the Hawks received the vacation package with two tickets to my crib to watch the NBA playoffs. And on Friday night, the Bulls will be down in Miami taking on the Heat with the Butler, or without the Butler. For you see, Hero has got game, and what a game it will be. So check this. On Saturday, the NBA playoffs will be in full effect, featuring these four games. The Magic and the Cavaliers, the Suns and the Timberwolves, the Sixers and the Knicks, the Lakers and the Nuggets. Wow, what a Saturday it's going to be. Fans, I got to say, Big L Next Level Sports have got game doing the update thing. Email your questions or comments to nextlevelsports57@gmail.com. Big L Next Level Sports have got game. Oh my, you're gonna love it.